Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everybody involved with the show and all our listeners as well. We keep getting more listeners, more friends. Keep joining us on LinkedIn, and thanks a lot. I always check out who's been liking the show and joining our membership, and it's interesting to see who our followers are. Our next guest, met him a few months ago, part of a family-owned business, quite high profile in the Boston area, Jeff Roblin from Roblin Insurance. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Good. I know we're going to be talking about employee benefits and technology, but first of all, would you like to tell us a little bit about Roblin?
Sure. Yeah. We're an independent insurance broker. We really do everything with the word insurance in it, but we serve the Boston business community here. We're definitely unique. We're a fourth generation business. So unique in that respect. We've been around for about 85 years, founded in 1930. Our office is based in Needham, and Jim and Peter, my uncle, my father, are the principals of the company. What more would you like to know?
So how many generations are currently working?
That's
in the
right,
business?
Yeah. We're a fourth generation business. So
that
Brad and myself are the fourth, represent the fourth generation.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, what kind of training do they put you and your cousin through?
I don't think any training can really prepare you for working in a family business. It's a unique breed of business, but you know, the training is obviously extensive. The insurance industry is complicated by nature, so I'm always learning, and as we're going to talk about today, things in the industry are always changing. There's always shakeups, so things are constantly evolving, so there's really, in that sense, a limitless amount to learn.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Did you work outside the business at all?
I did, yeah. I had a little fun before. I was a ski instructor.
Lucky you.
Right, yeah, I know. I almost got sucked in permanently, but I made it back to the corporate world here. And
Where were you a ski instructor?
Yeah, well, I went to college in Vermont, University of Vermont, and I went to some classes, but I did a lot of skiing there.
Stowe or Killington, what's your preference?
I had a pass to Stowe while I was a student, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's a great place. Vermont is just an incredible place to live.
Did you ski with Bostonians, Vermonters, or Quebecers?
A little bit of each. Yeah.
Oh, New York. It's New York too. A little bit.
New York. Yeah. They don't quite go up that far up 91. So
they go to Stratton.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of places they haunt in southern Vermont. But yeah, so I skied a lot in college, and then I moved out to Colorado.
Even better.
And I met my wife there, and I brought her back with me, and so we live here now. But yeah, it was fun. So, you know, I've been doing this now for about 6 or 7 years in the insurance world, and kind of doing different things. And I've found myself in the employee benefits world mostly now, although I do a little bit of everything.
So you were going to talk about employee benefits and technology. What do we need to know about that?
Well, a lot. To kind of frame it, what I'd say is, you know, as I mentioned, the employee benefits landscape has dramatically shifted in the last several years, even looking back 3 or 4 years. HR directors and HR professionals are tasked with more than they've ever been tasked with. They have more responsibilities, more is required and asked of them. And as a result of that, more is asked and required of us as insurance professionals. So, you know, and obviously the big C word is compliance when people think employee benefits and evolution of the landscape. But we're not going to focus on that. We could do a whole week series on that, but your eyes may gloss over. What we're going to talk about is technology and how that's impacted the employee benefits world. So there's really advantages and disadvantages, and we'll focus on that. I'd say that, you know, human resources leaders are responsible for so many things, you know, from employee benefits, but that's just really a piece of the pie. And so really what they're looking for are ways to make their lives easier, more efficient, and of course, more cost effective. And technology is the natural outlet for that.
Right.
So what I wanted to do is just talk about some of the emerging trends that we're seeing today and the advantages and disadvantages of each.
So what are the trends?
Well, the trends are, you know, in the past, big private equity firms have always acquired or invested in traditional insurance agencies like Roblin Insurance. And that model is still going on. But what we've seen recently are big investment, millions and millions of dollars being invested in startups, technology startups focusing on employee benefits. Companies like Zenefits. I don't know. Have you heard of Zenefits, Jeff?
No, but I know the multiples have been going up in the last year or so that I've been told.
Right. Yeah, sure.
This is a good time to sell agencies.
it's a seller's market, you could say. Sure,
right.
Sure.
It's a seller's market. They're getting multiples they never expected before.
Right, but we've been around for 85 years, like I've mentioned. And
you're not selling.
We're not selling. I can say that today on the air, 100%. No, we're not for sale. But the point I wanted to make is we've been around for 85 years, and only in the last 2 or 3 years have we started to compete with software companies, with banks, Fidelity, ADP. You know, 5 years ago, these were not competitors of ours. They were business partners, if anything. But you know, like I said, there's also a lot of startups. So those are large corporations. But there's also these startups in Silicon Valley. They're getting these millions of dollars in investment, and they're really trying to shake up the employee benefits world. And as I mentioned, there's advantages and disadvantages of embracing this type of technology. And I think business owners and HR professionals just need to be aware and cautious of the types of relationships they're forming, because what can happen is very important. Very important things can get overlooked, you know, in trying to make things as efficient as possible.
Right. Interesting. Any other factors in technology we need to know?
Well, sure.
I don't want to leave the subject if you haven't finished all your points.
No. I mean, I what I want to do is just talk about some of like the risks and advantages, you know, and so I can get into that in a second. But, you know, another trend, if you will, is the emergence of Teladoc services. Are you familiar with that?
No, you got me on that one.
Teladoc. Yeah. There's a company actually here in Boston called American Well, for instance, and they're a big provider of that. What it is essentially is it's the ability for anyone from their home to kind of have like it's an employee benefit. So it's an employee benefit that's offered through a company to their employees. It's typically paid for by the employer, and you can be at home with your children and have a question and have like a Skype conversation, like a video face to face with a doctor or a nurse. It's a great tool. It's 24/7. You know, what it does, you know, one of the advantages to, and if you're a larger business and your claims factor into the cost of your insurance, is it can reduce the amount of ER visits and things like that. So it can actually have a positive impact on your costs. But beyond that, it's something employees really, really appreciate. Employee benefits are so critical to the compensation model, more critical than the dollar amount that's on their check that you give them. So something like that, you know, in terms of trying to solidify relationships with your employees and have them appreciate you as an employer goes a very long way.
Interesting.
Yeah, something to look into, and it's emerging. It's a great tool. Yeah.
Well, what other trends do we need to know about?
Well, I kind of wanted to stop there and focus on those, Jeff. And talk about you know, I think one of the analogy that I wanted to make is the auto insurance industry. Okay, you have companies like Geico and Progressive. You see them everywhere with their annoying commercials.
Very.
Yeah, right. They can be sometimes insulting to
like,
our
never
intelligence.
Never wanted to kill a Geico before the last couple of years.
Right,
never
right.
Never even thought about killing a Geico, but now I'd like to.
Right. Sure. So the model, you know, so that's another industry in the insurance industry. You know, the auto insurance industry has shifted dramatically as well. But in a similar fashion, the thing to be cognizant of is buying your insurance for your car online. Maybe you save $25, $35 in a year, but you don't have the resources, I don't think, to maybe make the most informed decision. Case in point,
that's something Alex would do. I wouldn't do that.
Right. Case in point being, you know, I don't know a whole lot about auto. We do it as an agency. I don't do it personally, but I know that you can pay a little extra per month to have rental car coverage.
Right.
Okay. And it's something we recommend when we have conversations with our clients. And if you buy that online, you probably aren't going to check that box for the extra, whatever it is, $3 or $4 a month. If you total a car and you don't have a car for a month, I mean, think of how much it costs to rent a car for a month. You know, technology can cause that type of oversight. and lack of understanding the full picture. And, you know, when you're talking about insurance for your business, it's obviously much more significant than it is your car. Not to say that's not important, but, you know, something that's overlooked can potentially have catastrophic impact on a business and a business owner. So that's what we're trying to avoid. And I think, you know, with technology solutions, they're software companies first and they're consultants and insurance brokers second. They're trying to sell software and they're looking at you as a client, as a source of revenue, not as, you know, someone who they're really trying to look out for in their best interest. First, for one, typically their office is in Silicon Valley. And secondly, I just don't think that they have the level of sophistication. That is to say, the technology companies that I'm talking about are the companies that are trying to be insurance brokers and software companies. And what I wanted to talk about were companies that we partner with to kind of have the best of both worlds, to have the consultancy side and the technology capabilities. And that's what a lot of people are looking for today.
Well, it's interesting. You clearly have jumped into technology and benefits and insurance the way you jumped into being a ski instructor. You're clearly very knowledgeable very quickly.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to find you, your family, or the associate or the employees of Roblin Insurance, how would they find you?
How would they find us? Well, you know, we've been around for a very long time, so our name is certainly out there. You know, we're also trying to, and that's partly on me as a younger generation.
Web address and phone number?
Sure, yeah. Well, we'll start with that. www.roblininsurance.com.
Okay, that's
our
pretty
phone
easy.
Number, 781-455-0700. But we're always looking to innovate how we get ourselves out there.
Clearly, you have a lot more to say than we have time for today. We'll have to have you back again. Great having you on. First timer, Jeff Roblin, Roblin Insurance. And my name again is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.